With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Authorities say a man in Colorado killed himself before he could carry out a likely mass attack. Lisa Dwyer has more.
A heavily armed man apparently killed himself rather than carry out a potential plan to shoot up a mountaintop amusement park in Colorado. The 20-year-old man was found dead at Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park Saturday morning before it opened to the public, apparently breaking into the park while it was closed. He was armed with an AR-style rifle, a handgun, and explosives, wearing body armor and tactical clothing. The sheriff's office said there was a message written on the wall of the women's bathroom where his body was found, saying, quote, "I am not a killer. I just want to get into the caves," although authorities could not say for certain that the suspect left the message. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In the wake of the deadly attack by Hamas terrorists on Israelis October 7th, anti-Semitism is rearing its ugly head around the world. In Russia, an angry mob stormed an airport in Dagestan looking for Jewish passengers. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the video of the mob storming Dagestan's airport looking for Israelis is chilling.
A chilling demonstration of hate, bigotry, intimidation. Some people have compared it to the pogroms of the late 19th and early 20th century, and I think that's probably an apt description, given that video that we've seen out there.
Kirby says there's been no condemnation from Kremlin leaders, including Russian President Vladimir Putin. The Biden administration is moving towards a narrower student loan relief plan that would target specific groups of borrowers rather than a sweeping plan like the one the Supreme Court rejected. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 511 points, the Nasdaq rose 146, the S&P 500 advanced 49, oil down to $82.49 a barrel. This is SRN News. America's pastors are worried about giving.
Not necessarily now, but soon. A new poll from the Barna Group finds that 82% of clergymen say they aren't sure young adults, Generation Z, will be tithing to their churches at the same rate their parents do. Of course, there are broad reasons for that. Gen Z is more financially pinched than previous generations, often because of huge student loan debts. And Gen Z is also less likely to be attending church in the first place. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
LGBT advocates filed a federal lawsuit challenging Tennessee's aggravated prostitution statute. That measure applies larger penalties to people who participate in prostitution while knowingly being infected with HIV. The plaintiffs argue the law stems from what they call the decades-old AIDS scare and discriminates against HIV-positive people. 35 states have laws that criminalize HIV exposure. This is SRN News. Americans keep spending despite high prices, but can it last?
For at least a year now, most economists have been predicting a recession, as well as what they call the death of the consumer. But so far, no recession is in sight, and consumers as a whole appear to be doing pretty well. There are predictions that spending might cool in the coming months, yet it's far from clear that it will collapse. Economists are confounded, but they caution that the vigorous spending isn't likely to continue. Many households have been pulling money from a shrinking pool of savings. Others have been turning increasingly to credit cards. I'm Rita Foley.
Maine's authorities are trying to piece together the events that led to the worst mass shooting in the state's history. Those same authorities are also facing growing scrutiny over the gunman's record of interaction with police and warning signs involving mental illness and violent threats emerged as key threads. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.